You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, you know what? It's going to be pretty warm out there today.
It is. I mean, the sun's out. It's looking pretty good. It's a good morning. It's a good Thursday morning. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We were joking about it there right at the end of Jeremy and Joe. Nate Geary filling in for Joe DiBiase. The Sabres, right? Yes. I mean, we're joking, you know, the parlay killer and the must-win killer, you know, what have you. You know, like a serious moment, Sabres winning tonight is kind of big. It, less so maybe in the standings. I mean, they're still going to be hanging around last. I think goal difference.
More so
they'd be able to
in
jump.
Your hearts.
Yeah, I think they'd be able to jump Columbus, and that's it if they won tonight just based off goal difference. But yeah, it's much more in your hearts. They would have won four straight. It's the win they get right after they make the change at general manager. I think all the points were right that, you know, it's a bunch of guys now having to sit there and go, all right, we got to prove it to a new guy. And it's a guy that has a history of being very aggressive and is willing to make moves.
Would be ironic if you passed the team that he was dismissed from.
Be fun.
Yeah.
For like 48 hours, it'd be fun.
It'd be noteworthy, at least.
I look at tonight's game. I'm excited to watch. I want to watch.
They really are
in
last place again.
But yeah, like it won't mean much to the standings, but it would also be, for me, it more to the loss. How deflating it would be. I mean, this is the third straight show we're starting with the Sabres. When's the last time that happened anywhere on the station? Three straight days starting with the Sabres.
Well,
it would
news
be
would...
such an air out of the balloon kind of feeling of, yep, we're the same team. Yeah, I don't know why I cared for the last, you know, 48, 72 hours. And everyone moves on with their life. Bills, Browns on Sunday.
I think that makes it pretty critical for the team. In terms of optics, there is an opportunity here to kind of not just get something going here. You've already won three in a row, but and for the first time this year.
Mm-hmm.
But now the general manager, who they didn't introduce to open the season because they knew he was going to get booed, has been dismissed. It's a move that is I guess I'll say, like, popular amongst the fan base. I don't want to, like, disrespect a man on the way out, but at the same time,
it's fairly popular amongst the fan base.
It's popular amongst the fan base. It's well-liked. It's a move that, honestly, people wanted to see happen. I mean, I've wanted to see that happen for the sake of the team and for Buffalo to get better. I didn't really have much faith in this team overall because of who was running it. And yet every year I try to do the same thing. I keep trying to tell myself, no, that, like, it could work. It there's talent. They have pieces there. Adams does make a couple of good acquisitions. Like, there's something there, right? And I try to tell myself that every year. And sometimes I even try to use this microphone and tell all of you that. And then I fell for it again. And now it's to a point where you just, okay, now you got the new guy. But Kekalainen also offered up zero excuses. He says he has full autonomy over the hockey operations. He is a very aggressive type of person when it comes to acquisitions. He is an aggressive person when it comes to roster moves. If they can't get Tuck taken care of with a contract, hey, he's going to get shipped out. And it's probably going to be for a piece coming back that should be playing right away. I'm very interested to see what happens here in the coming months. I'm not worried about this season with the postseason. I'm not. You're in last place again. You let the lame duck general manager run the team for 7 months after hiring Kekalainen. And surprise, surprise, the guy that you had to get an advisor for still didn't get the job done with the vision that he's been putting together. All of a sudden, yeah, it's what Paul Hamilton says with us all the time. It's like, the amount of teams you have to jump is every single one of them. And even when you are playing well, as long as other teams are being mediocre, unless you rip off an 8-game winning streak, that's the only way you're climbing the standings, even in the mediocrity-defined Atlantic Division. Because you are still the worst, and not just the Atlantic Division, in the Eastern Conference. Again, the leader is 9 points ahead of you. Zach, the leader of the Atlantic Division is 9 points ahead of you. And yet, you have to vault every single team.
Well, I was even going to say, too, like, even that number's grown. Like, it used to be, like, at 6 points. It's really not that much to essentially flip the entire conference. Now it's starting to balloon up. And, of course, that makes sense. The season has gone on, and the Sabres have gone on these extensive losing streaks. Nothing to the extent that they have the last few years, but they have had points where they just cannot pick up points. And now, yeah, even winning three in a row, it really hasn't done anything to the standings for them.
But this is the damage they did to the start of the year, Zach, where the three-game win streak puts them at 5 road wins on the year. That's still tied for worst in the conference. That's still tied for worst in the league. And they just did a lot of reparation to it.
Yeah.
By winning 3 in a row. That's the damage they did to start their year. So, yeah, I'm not worried about this year with the playoffs. I'm really not. And I don't like resigning myself to it on December 18th for the second year in a row. But this is how you get fired as a general manager. Because you are in last place again, and it's unrealistic to look at the playoffs again before Christmas. That's how you get fired.
Yeah, and as much as Kekalainen and respect to him wants to talk like not dead yet, there's plenty of hockey, and that is all factually true.
Numerically, it's also true.
It's all factually true. It is hard for me to sit here and not look at the season as more just, I want to just see the foundations change, right? It starts tonight. You know, if you can get a win against Philadelphia, keep the good feelings going and start to push forward, that would be great. I also, though, have seen this specific roster lose games like this all the time.
And that's where,
as much as I'll give Adams blame, I think a lot of this does lie with the roster and just
the roster that he constructed, though.
The roster he constructed.
Let's call that what that is, too.
Absolutely. And that's where, like, I joke and I'm like, you know, it's Jeremy's thing, so I'm not going to say it. But, it you know, must win, right?
I'll call it should win.
Should win. I do somewhat.
Therefore, we don't infringe on trademark.
Right.
It's a should win.
But in many ways, I do also fully expect Philadelphia to win because that's what this
team
does.
Are they starting Samuel Harrison tonight? Because I can't stand that that mid-goaltender becomes the second coming of...
They do that a lot.
Hasek. No, this player in particular. Harrison's not good.
They do that a lot, where it's a backup goalie or a goalie that's not good, has his game of his life because their chances aren't even quality.
You want to look at his splits against the Buffalo Sabres?
No, I'm assuming it's bad.
He's incredible.
Oh, he's incredible.
He's incredible good. With splits against the Sabres.
So I was right, yeah.
But yet, his career numbers, how is he a starting goalie in the league?
Yeah, well, plays the Sabres every now and then.
I guess so.
I guess that's it.
So that's where it is for me of, okay, please don't let Harrison be in net. I'm scared of a goalie that's not good.
We'll get more on the Sabres hopefully today at 11 o'clock. Paul Hamilton, we'll see if we're able to make that work. At 11:30, we're going to have Bandits sideline reporter Dave Buchanan to jump on. Bandits got a little bit of a break here before the next game, I believe on the 28th. But we're going to start doing this, you know, every week, get a little bit of a check-in with the Bandits. So we'll do that with Dave at 11:30. And then at 10:30, what's coming up today, Sal Capaccio. Bills got their first injury report yesterday. The Browns, by the way, had like everybody on their injury report as well. I mean, it's just a lot of people. Bills, Browns, Sunday at 1.
Before we move on to that, I just wanted to wrap this up with the Sabres and how frustrating it has become with this team. But it's also something that comes back from Tuesday's presser. And that is, Jarmo Kekalainen called it out. You said how like the players, and I mentioned that it's Adam's roster, but Kekalainen had said it to the media, and he said in the presser, if I say it out to the people, I'm going to say it to you in your face first. Being outworked while being more talented is unacceptable. And I would imagine those words pretty much were said to the players by Kekalainen. Good. That means that you now know there can be consequences. And I think that that's the big thing here, too. The buzzword for the last couple of years, accountability, 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 right? I'm going to start sounding like Shorzy. You've got a lot of accountability in this place. But because of that, now you have a general manager that will show you the accountability and what it really means. There is accountability from the last general manager now. He had been dismissed for his actions, or because of his results, I should say. And now you might see it. Now there might be more of that accountability. I say might. Might's doing a lot of lifting here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Spider-Man with the trains.
Yep, just trying to hold it together.
Straining. But here's your opportunity to show, okay, message received. And I think it's not just big for the fans here. It'll be big for the locker room to win the first game. Back home. Where you're better.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
True. Very true.
And you have an opportunity to start a new era on the right foot.
803-0550, the number to call. You want to give your thoughts on the Sabres if you haven't been able to yet, with this being the first game since all of this has happened. It's been a very busy week for the Sabres.
4 days off for them.
Hosting the Philadelphia Flyers. A bit of a weird start time, though. It is a 7:30 start time, so 6:30 pregame right here on WGR. To the Bills, though, of course, they got their week started yesterday with the injury report. And with that, it's guys like Christian Benford, Terrell Bernard, and Mecole Hardman being limited. They did open up the 21-day window for Hardman, and then for not practicing, it's four guys. Deion Dawkins with an illness, Dalton Kincaid with a knee, and then Jordan Phillips and Matt Prater. Those two last ones were expected. Phillips with an ankle, and then Prater were kind of not expecting for a few
weeks.
They
signed Badgley.
Yeah, and ultimately Prater's on this because he's not on IR, and Badgley's not even on the list yet. Excuse me, on the 53-man roster yet. I don't know how much to take from all this. We'll see about today with Kincaid. Yesterday was a walkthrough. We've been seeing for weeks, by the way, with Baltimore and Lamar Jackson, where he just kind of like either misses a Wednesday or Thursday practice every week. Yesterday was due to flu symptoms, but for the most part, the last like month and a half, he's just like missed a practice every week. So this could be nothing, and it could be one of those things where it's the end of the year, it's a walkthrough. He doesn't need to be out there. We're trying to manage his knee injury. We need him on the field on game days. But Derek, they're in such a weird spot now the rest of the way. It's a wonderful win against New England, and it's a wonderful win in the sense, too, it sets them up really nice with the remaining bits of their schedule. It's a Cleveland team that is allergic to offense, a Philadelphia team who's in the NFC, and that game may not have any bearing for either team on seeding or division races, and then a Jets team that by the final week of the year might just be trying to pack it up and get to Cancun. They are in a really nice spot, and I do mean this because I joke about it that I kind of tweet through things, and like, when you see what I'm tweeting on Sundays during Bills games, it's usually what I'm thinking in the moment. Some of it is more grandiose since I've been thinking it for a while, and I still sit here and say that I don't think this Bills team can win three straight road games in the playoffs. I don't believe that right now. Could absolutely change. Could absolutely be wrong. But where I sit right now, I just don't see it. However, where I kind of want to go with these next 3 weeks is just stay healthy. I think they'll run the table. I don't think the Philadelphia team is particularly talented. I think their second half performances, namely on defense, are really something to be encouraged by. And then the other two teams they play are a Cleveland team where yesterday Daryl Ryder joined Show and the Bulldog and said, outside of Myles Garrett and Shedeur Sanders, I would be telling people to do anything else other than watching Cleveland Browns football. And a Jets team who, as I mentioned,
yikes,
by the end of the season will probably sit, especially when they're in Buffalo in the cold going, I just can't wait for vacation. My flight is tomorrow. Like, let's wrap this up.
And yet, at the same time, the other team on the other side of the field might have something to play for that
they
afternoon.
May, yeah. And so that's where it also gets to a point of, like, I could see that just being a wash.
Oh, my God. They're going to – oh, God.
So I do sit here, and this is true a lot of the NFL, where we don't actually have, Derek, like, any division winners yet.
We have only two teams clinched.
Right, just for playoff spots. With the Rams and
we're in week 16.
And Denver. Those are the only two teams. We had division races that could have ended as early as last week with, of course, New England. And I think Philly can wrap theirs up this week. But outside of like a few, you know, seating spots, there isn't going to be much drama. We'll see about Baltimore and Pittsburgh and what have you. But I mentioned yesterday with the NFC, Detroit's two games out if they can't pass Green Bay for a wild card spot. So these next few weeks are really, I think for a lot of teams, just going to be stay healthy, don't get hurt, don't fall apart. We'll see what happens. The one big game I'm legitimately excited to watch is Baltimore-New England. I still don't even know who I really want to win that game, though. Because if New England wins, it really doesn't do much for the division race. And if Baltimore wins, Baltimore might get in the playoffs. And depending on who you ask, you don't want that.
And it's kind of funny how this year, Zach, typically these conferences have almost had different stories to tell. You know, this year, they're pretty identical. The 7th seed is an 8-6 team that started out on a hotter way and then has faded a little bit. Detroit in the NFC, Indy in the AFC. The 9th seed in each conference is 7-7 and challenging for a division that has the worst record in their respective conference. Carolina in the NFC, Baltimore in the AFC. The difference lies in Dallas is still mathematically alive as the 10th seed, and Kansas City as the 10 actually, has been eliminated.
As we sit today, by the way, Indy is not actually the 7th seed. It is Houston now.
No, I said like a team is chasing it.
Yes, sorry, excuse me.
Yes, they had started out hot and now they are over there. I don't know if I accidentally said 7 or not. So maybe I did.
Yeah.
I have memory issues. Don't get concussions. Where was I? Squirrel.
In the NFC.
So the thing is that they mirror each other in a lot of ways now. The NFC North has a surprising division leader with the expected and heavy betting favorite entering the season, Green Bay, chasing them. In the AFC, it's not North, it's East. The heavy betting favorite is looking up at another team that nobody would have predicted that has faced a weaker schedule to take advantage of. New England and Chicago are very similar in that parallel. I just find it fascinating. And probably your most dangerous playoff teams might be sitting in the 5 and 6 seeds. Buffalo, Seattle, and San Francisco.
Right. I think that's absolutely right to bring up, because we were talking about it, you know, as something we want to do when either the seedings are solidified or going into week 18.
The 7 seeds.
Yeah, absolutely. Houston. And kind of go through and like rank the quarterbacks. But yeah, like you look at that. So, you know, in 6 seed, it's a little bit less like that in the NFC. I go over to the AFC, though, and it becomes, Josh Allen in the 6 seed, Herbert in the 5. And then it's Bo Nix in the 1, and it's Drake May in the 2, Trevor Lawrence in the 3. And, you know, outside of May, that gets really muddy really fast. You go over to the NFC, Stafford 1. Boom, makes sense. Caleb Williams in the 2.
Jalen Hurts hasn't been playing well in the 3.
Yeah, and, you know, even Sam Darnold, and that's something we can talk about a little bit later on. You know, really almost since the first Rams game, a lot of the shine on him is starting to wear off again to end a year. The same thing happened with Minnesota last year where it just seemed like, guys, he's going to make an absurd amount of money and probably be worth it. Is Minnesota really going to be stupid enough to let him go? And like the last month or so of the season and the playoff game, he just completely turned back into a pumpkin. It was the Sam Darnold that this is the why it's is what fourth team or whatever it was at the time. Then he gets to Seattle. Oh, he looks great. Oh, they totally botched this. And not to say Minnesota.
McCarthy has Minnesota maybe regretting it too.
I was going to say, Minnesota now still is probably sitting there going, McCarthy's not that great. But Seattle's probably sitting here and it's just they're winning. The defense is great. Jackson Smith and Jigba's awesome. But Darnold hasn't been as good. He's not making as many tight window throws as he was before.
Right.
Tonight's game is going to be a curious watch because, I mean, Jeremy brought it up. The Rams couldn't really do much on offense, but Darnold was horrific.
Who broke him? The Rams.
The Rams. I mean, that was the same in the playoff game against with Minnesota. And so this has been talked a lot, but these playoffs are going to be so much fun to watch just to keep an eye on. If you're a neutral fan and you have no rooting interest, it'd be a ball. Honestly, I mean, you don't have the named guys that you just know are, man, this is going to be a classic game. And I think this is where I know there's been some people that have brought up the NFL is going to miss having the Chiefs in the playoffs. I actually do agree with that because of the great games neutral fans get.
Us
in Buffalo, we sit here and go, what are you talking about?
Well, yes and no, because I'm one of those sickos that wants the Bills to put them down. Right. I don't want that, Mickey Mouse championship, like, rebuttal if they do win one. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't have to beat Kansas City. And I'll be like, shut up, Chiefs fans. The Bills did help slam the door in your face with one of those 8 losses that you're chewing on. But I'm that sicko. I do want them there. And I think for the neutral fan, it's a villain.
Yeah.
How many villains do you have in this playoff field? Philadelphia?
As always, yeah.
And
the
then
specter
New
of the
England.
Old Patriots, yeah.
That's it. I think that's the end of the list.
I think
obviously Crosstown is where you get your hatred from people, but Buffalo might be one of them now.
I was just about to say, I'm like, depending on what fan base you ask, it's Buffalo.
But I'm talking like the average
the national
fan.
Perception, the average fan.
Like I know there's 3 fan bases in particular. Oh, hang on, 4. Mm-hmm. I need to include the Ravens here. The Jets don't count. So if I'm looking at like Kansas City, Baltimore, Miami, and New England, those are the 4 places where I'd go, okay, all you, I know you hate Buffalo. Jets might hate Buffalo, but they hate themselves more.
If Allen wins the MVP, by the way, this year, it is going to become the average
fan. I don't get that.
I'm just saying it's going to become the average fan.
Oh, yeah. No, well, yeah, but then Baltimore even more so, even louder. But, you know, that's the Ravens' problem. The Bills might be that for a couple of pockets. I don't know what if that's the case nationally, though. Because they're still the team that hasn't gotten through. They're still the plucky underdog, the lovable loser, the team that is good but never good enough. They haven't broken through yet.
They win Super Bowl, though. It's over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
instant enemies. We will be hated by the entirety of football and maybe even the New Republic. We become the instant enemies of probably the football world minute it happens.
I have thought about that, and I'm like, that goodwill would go away fast.
So fast.
Because the Chiefs used to be that really cool, plucky underdog, because it was, you're taking down the Patriots. Oh, you lost them first, and then you won one. Good for you. Okay, now you've been here too long. The Bills have already been here arguably too long. They keep making the playoffs.
And you keep losing to one team in particular.
You'll at least have average fans go, man, I haven't seen Burrow play a playoff game in a while. You know, it's
been a couple years now.
It's been a bit there, you know, and even with the Ravens, like if they miss this year, there's going to be some years there where the Ravens didn't make the playoffs. Okay, I guess that's not as weird. You've had years where Lamar gets hurt and it's Tyler Huntley in a playoff game. Now maybe this year just flat out misses. Allen's been in the playoffs every year since 2019.
Since year two, he's been in the postseason.
And he's won a game at least since 2020. You get the Bills on your screen whether you like it or not. And the moment they win, it'll be, okay, I'm done with you. And especially, and I think especially true in this, Kansas City next year. What goes on there? Mahomes tears his ACL very late in the year.
He will not start on time.
He could come back. He could. I don't want to say definitely.
He probably won't start on time.
But he probably won't. And so then it'll be probably Chiefs maybe for two straight years. Don't get back in the playoffs. Then you have the redemption story, right? And we
everyone loves a good redemption story.
Everybody does. And then you'll have the Bills going, they just won't go away. I'm tired of the fans. I'm tired of the Bills Mafia. Like, that's going to be the national perception. Oh, baby, I want that so bad in my life.
The minute, if it were to happen, Buffalo becomes an enemy very fast.
I want that so bad in my life. 803-0550, the number to call. A little quick look at the playoff seeding and how interesting and how fun I think this year could really be in the playoffs, even if there's no change here outside of the Steelers being back in again as the 4 seed. Goodness gracious. If it weren't for Baltimore being any good, I would root so hard for them to not be in the playoffs. 803-0550 again, the number to call. We'll get more, though, on the Bills and their matchup this Sunday with the Cleveland Browns. Sal Capaccio joins us next. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.